sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes, and the sword in his hand, he's riding a white horse all across this land. He's calling out to you and me. You ride with me.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight, right here around the world, WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Well, stay tuned. I'm coming right back. Part 6 of Sound of Facts you probably need to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in here tonight live around the world. We're glad to have you aboard. Those of you that are listening on your computer downloads tonight, and those of you that are joining us through our website, oneyahweh.com. Brother Bob's got it up and running tonight. Praise Yahweh, and we look forward to this next hour. I want you to stay tuned. And we want you to know that we love you tonight. If we didn't, we wouldn't preach you the truth. We challenge all of the people that are confused about the Sabbath. That's what we're intending to bring you tonight. This is lesson 6 out of the series that we're doing here. We want to nail it to the wall, and we're going to mark it. We got over to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 9. If you're following us in the scripture, go there because we'll read it. On the eighth day, they held an assembly. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh would never permit an assembly, that's worshipers, to come and to worship and celebrate without it being on a holy day. Now, we're going to find out that it was a holy day, but it's not the day that most people reckon to be holy, which is Saturday or Sunday. This is the eighth day. And we've done, as told you, that the Gregorian calendar does not allow for an 8th day. They are on a continuous 7-day cycle. Work 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and keep a Sabbath. They never allow for a new moon. You see, they've chunked that and just throwed it out the window. But we're bringing it back and placing it in the Bible and declaring it to be holy. There's nothing changed. It's only the people and Satan who engineered the great deception by bringing Babylon confusion. They don't even know when the time of worship is. Under the Babylonian system of a Gregorian calendar, it's incorrect. It's never been right. I'm going to repeat that. The calendar that you go by hanging on the wall that tells you Saturday is the Sabbath, or Sunday, the first day of the week. It's not right, ladies and gentlemen. It's just basically not right. And we're going to prove it tonight beyond a shadow of a doubt that Yahweh's word is forever settled in heaven. Nothing's going to be added to it. And nothing, of course, is going to be taken away. And that which is taken away, we're going to declare the rest of the truth. These are things that you have probably never had the opportunity to hear. You need to hear this. This is rare vintage word of Yahweh. On the 8th day, they held an assembly, for they had celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days, and the festival for 7 days more. Now, let's look at this. The festival of the tabernacles was held 7 days after they attended an assembly on the 8th day, for they had celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days, and the festival for 7 days more. So they had been there a week prior to beginning the next Sabbath day, and then they were there for 7 days. The only way this could work is if they had begun on a count that is not recognized in the Gregorian calendar. 7 days. So let's start with the first Sabbath that would have been on the 8th day. Now we're talking about a month here of the lunar application. 1st day, being holy, a new moon, working 6 days, keeping a Sabbath, and then they begin the dedication of a Passover or the tabernacles after they had kept a 7-day event. Now, they worship on the 8th day. Now, remember that. They were there for 7 days, and only beginning with the Sabbath, counting the Sabbath day, like 8, you go to 15, and that's 8 days. That's the 8th day. So 1, 8, 15, 22, 29 is your regulation days of 8th day. That's the 8th day. This is Yahweh's calendar, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't write the book. I mean, I floundered around like a flopping fish out of water. Couldn't find the truth. I asked for it to seek. I went by the going calendar like everybody else. They said, well, Saturday's the 7th day. I said, who said so? Well, that's what the calendar said. And blindly, ignorantly, foolishly, just like the rest of the people that's still in the Gregorian calendar, trying to use it as Yahweh's timepiece. It's not Yahweh's timepiece. The lunar calendar, the lunar solar or the solar lunar application for the great light, the sun, to rule the day, and the great light, the moon, to rule the night, and the stars to indicate the signs. Now that's just the way Yahweh put it in the scriptures in Genesis 1:14. Now notice this. 2 Chronicles 29:17. They began the consecration on the 1st day of the first month. Now listen to this now. They began to consecrate themselves and the articles the temple on the first day of the first month. Now, what day would that be? Well, that was on Sunday. By the Gregorian calendar, you would have to declare it was on Sunday. Well, if you use that type of numerics, it's gonna prove out wrong. And on the first day of the month, they begin to consecrate, and by the eighth day of the month, they reached the temple or the porch of Yahweh. In other words, the entrance to the temple. For eight more days, they consecrated the temple of Yahweh itself, finishing on the 16th day of the first month. On the 16th day is the day after the Sabbath. In other words, on the end of the Sabbath of the 15th, when the next day began, which would have been the 16th day at evening, you would have known, ladies and gentlemen, that they finished the dedication service on the end of the eighth day. Now, 1, 8, 15, 22, and 20. Ain't nobody can preach this. But people that keep the time clock in the heavens. It will not lead you astray. The Bible will confirm it. Nobody in Christendom that I know of will preach an eighth day. They're afraid to. They don't have a calendar for it. They don't have any basis to back up that there's even an eighth day. They really won't entertain this. It scares them. Why? It doesn't fit their timepiece, the Gregorian calendar. The Baptists use the Gregorian calendar. The Methodists use the Gregorian calendar. The Pentecostal. Go ahead and shout and speak in tongues now. Go ahead. That's the Holy Ghost now. Glory to God, Shunda. Yep. Yep, that's truth. Now, you're speaking truth. The Holy Ghost is truth, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a bunch of gibberish that somebody, some herky-jerky evangelist, in a Pentecostal church, and it's no different than the rest of them. They're all high-fiving the devil. They're jumping up and giving him a high-five when they lie to you, when they use the wrong timepiece. They cannot consecrate themselves because of the difference of the calendar they use as opposed to the calendar of 2 Chronicles 29:17. They finished on the 16th day of the first month. Now, they kept the first day holy. Now, listen to me. Then they worked 6 days in consecration. And then they rested and assembled on the eighth day. That would have been the first quarter of the moon. Now, they worked 6 more days in consecration for the temple. And that would have brought them down to the evening of the 14th day of the month, fixing to come into the 15th day, which was the 15th day of the month, which was the second Sabbath, 8 days. Count it up. At the end, and not the end, and by the 8th day. In other words, by the 8th day, meaning the beginning of the 15th day of the full moon of the month, they reached the porch of Yahweh in their consecrations. And then for 8 more days, they went into the temple and they consecrated all the vessels. You say, well, that's foolish. Well, that's what Yahweh required. Are you consecrated in time? Do you know when the true Sabbath comes? Are you going to be found wanting with a Gregorian calendar in your hand and you're trying to explain to Yahweh of a calendar that some evil pope around 1560, 70, 80, and they worked feverishly on it to get a change of time? According to Daniel 7:25, you see, you can't change Yahweh's times. It's forever settled. Now, if they could pull the moon out of the heavens, I know some people that literally despises the moon, says it's useless, piece of junk out there. And yet it affects the earth. It is the main body of affection with energy as it moves the tides and the seasons and the times, and that's exactly times what Yahweh said it would do. It's a perfect timepiece. Now let's go over to the book of 2 Chronicles again, in chapter 34, verse 3. In the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David. And in his 20th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of high places, the Asherah poles. Now, you know what that was? Recognized for times and marking the seasons? Asherah. They're carved idols, like the totem poles of the Indians. And they're cast images. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot please Yahweh by following after the tradition or worshiping other gods or other times. The most important aspect of the commandment is the fourth commandment. That's the greatest commandment in the scriptures to regulate you and put you in synchronization with the Father. You appear at the temple when He appears. You worship with Him when He worships. You rest with Him when He rests. And the Bible says, take heed, lest any of you with an unbelieving heart fail to enter into His rest. Now, what day did they enter into the rest? The 8th day. 2 Chronicles 7:9. 2 Chronicles 29:17. They did a consecration from the first day of the first month. Now, what day would that have been on in the week, Pastor? Well, because you see, we don't observe that old new moon. We done away with that a long time ago. That's old-fashioned stuff. We don't do it. We use the modern calendar. We're smart now. You're smart enough to be deceived. If any man think himself to be wise, let him become a fool. Lies in your own conceit. Some man in some church, and I don't have to tell you who it is, it's the false church of Revelation 17, go figure, that hung a calendar conveniently on the wall, and the governments of the world who loved the whore church, they hung it on the wall, and you begin, as I did, to worship it, because that's what the world goes on. The timepiece of the world is the Gregorian calendar, bar no nation. Every nation in the earth that I know of observes the Gregorian calendar. Now, will you talk about Satan sitting on the sides of the congregation, ruling over them, and changing the Sabbath day, true time, of Yahweh's unique, calibrated clock in the heavens, proving that on the 8th day, they held an assembly and celebrated the dedication of the elder for 7 days, and then they had an 8th day assembly. 7 days, and they had an assembly. Let's go back again to the model that we've displayed in part one of the series here of the Sabbath facts. I'm going to give you the facts. You've got to deal with these facts. Now listen, it'd be better for you not to hear this than to hear it and not obey it. You say, oh, the Sabbath don't mean nothing. I ain't kept the Sabbath. I ain't worried about Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I just believe every day's a Sabbath. Glory to God. And I know that I worship God and I love Him in my heart. You a liar. We're going to prove today, tonight, on part 6 of this particular series of Sabbath facts, that the Messiah kept the Sabbath. Now, if the Bible says, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. The fourth commandment, which is the key to entering into his rest. You can't rest until you find the rest time. And if you're out of that school, well, it don't matter. Every day's Sunday is. I've heard that so many times. Every day's a Sabbath. Glory to God. I worship the Lord in my heart all the time. That's the main thing. I just love him so much. Well, Yahweh's tradition was, in Luke 4:16, as his custom was, he entered in the Sabbath on the Sabbath day, and I'm going to tell you which day it was. I am going to prove to you that he kept the eighth day. I'm going to prove to you. And I challenge all of you Seventh-day Adventists that keep Saturday, and all you first day of the week keepers, to call me up tonight. And let's see what the Scripture says. The Bible says that the word will stop every mouth. It's a hard saying. It cuts like a knife. Oh, yeah. Boy, I know. I've been there. I've been in this way for 50 years. I know that the devil don't like to hear the word because it cuts him. It exposes him. It reveals him for who he is. He loves darkness. He loves Babylon. He loves confusion. And he loves the Gregorian calendar because he's sitting upon the congregation that does that. All Christendom is keeping time by the Gregorian calendar. Now, they'll give you a choice. Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. With the two main principal days, and these pagan days, they're pagan. The word Saturn day is Saturday. The word S-U-N day is Sunday. Now, they've got it sequenced, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and yet, here it doesn't coordinate or calibrate with 2 Chronicles 7 and 9, or 2 Chronicles 29:17, or Nehemiah 8:18. Now, let's see what Nehemiah, the great prophet of the restoration of the temple, the dedication, Nehemiah 8:18, remember it now. Day after day, from the first day to the last. Listen now. Ezra read from the book of the law of Yahweh. They celebrated the feast for 7 days, and on the eighth day, in accordance with the regulation of the timepiece, there was an assembly, and they worshipped Yahweh. Well, if the Seventh-day Adventists had been there with their calendar, they'd have missed the worship day. If the Sunday crowd of Christendom had been there, they would have missed the Sabbath day. Do you keep the Sabbath day? The Bible said, if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. Study it so he's ever approved a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. You've got no excuse here after you hear Pastor Buddy give you all these scriptures on the eighth day and proving how that Ezekiel kept it and directed the eighth day calendar. Not the seventh day calendar, the eighth day. Because everybody wants to leave out. See, the wisdom of the snake, convenient, they took the new moon out. Nobody worships the new moon anymore except those of the lunar Sabbath connection. It has to be involved in the timepiece, the mechanism of a calibrated, synchronized calendar to keep these days according to biblical principle of Nehemiah 8:18. You can't escape this, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to tell you what's going to lay for you at the end of the road. When you have to walk up before him, and you've kept Saturday or Sunday, or any other day for that matter, that's not aligned with the calibration of the clock of heaven. If you ain't kept that clock, if you ain't been able to figure out the eighth day,
you say, well now, Pastor Benny, Okay, you just make it so complicated for me.
How people are coming? I said, complicated about what?
Well, I don't understand it. Now, what day did you say we had to keep?
I said, very simple. Start with a new moon. Turn over Numbers 29:1 and mark that, and that would be a for instance. Turn over to 2 Chronicles 29:17. I mean, that's a couple of scriptures. I could give you many on keeping of the new moon. Keep it holy. Consecrate it. And that day is set aside. Blow the trumpet. It was the count system for the next 30 days. Marking the first day as a new moon, you begin your cycle 12 times a year, not 52. And when you get the rhythm and the calibration and the synchronization and the synchronicity of this great master plan of the cosmic time clock in the heavens that no man can change. Praise Yahweh. Day after day, from the first day to the last, Ezra read from the book of the law of Yahweh, and they celebrated the feast for 7 days, and on the eighth day, in accordance with the regulation, there's your calibration. There's your synchronization. There was an assembly. Now, from the new moon, when you count the 6 working days after a new moon, which you can't work that day, so you've got to work 6 continuous days to keep a Sabbath. Now, go count. Go figure. Go calibrate. Go synchronize. Day 1, new moon. A neutral day. Now work 6 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now that brings you down to the end of the 7th day of the month. Well, here it says, and they dedicate the altar for 7 days. Go figure. And then they held an assembly on the 8th day. That's the first quarter of the moon. The 8th day. 8, 15, 22, and 29. How simple is that? That is the time combination code of Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1. And if I was on television debating these Seventh-day Adventists, I mean, they ain't got a prayer. All they got to do is carry the Roman Pope calendar up there in their hands and defend it. And then the rest of the time, get them on any other subject, they'll berate him and tell you that it's a whore church, she's not right, she deceived the whole world. You Seventh-day Adventists need to smell coffee. Wake up to the time, the calibration, the synchronization. And I love you people. I really do. You're a group of nice people. I've met quite a few. I was a Seventh-day Adventist myself for 20 years. And then when you tell them the truth, they'll hate you. Because you expose their stupidity. You Seventh-day Adventists are stupid. Now, I say that with reservation, with love. But why do you want to be stupid and destroy yourself, as Hosea 4:6 would declare, than simply because you reject His Word and His calibration and His synchronization and His timepiece, He's going to destroy you. You're stupid. Get out of bed with the Catholic Church. You broke off with the rest of her junk, but you kept her timepiece. You got it in your back pocket. You hang it on your wall at churches. I would be ashamed to criticize the Catholic Church and berate her like you do and keep the very day that the whore church that you recognize as the whore, you keep her timepiece. I can't understand it. Oh, well, we don't really so much as honor the Catholic Church. Well, we follow the Jews, and You know, they know when the seventh day is. They kept it, and it handed down to this father and that father, and this father counted. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Monday, and that's from the time of Adam. You're lying. That is a preposterous lie. And it's contemptible and blasphemy. No way. Jose. And that's another false name that you call on. They give you that one, and you rock and roll with that one, baby. That's a false name. Jesus. Ezekiel 43, verse 27. Now, mark Nehemiah chapter 8, and remember what Ezra said. That day after day, from the first day to the last, he read from the book of the law of Yahweh. They celebrated the feast for 7 days, and on the eighth day, in accordance to the regulation, they held an assembly. What day are you going to hold? If you held the same day, if you did the same rhythm of Ezekiel chapter 46, you would know what they did on Nehemiah 8:18. And you could be right back in synchronization of the time clock of the heavens, where Yahweh give you the time clock, hung it in the heavens, where no man can defile it, no man can corrupt it, and then he give you this extreme warning. Take heed. Lest there rise up an unbelieving, remember what I read you the other day when we did part 4? In the book of Leviticus, where it said that they would put their hand to evil and they would change things. Well, that's what this whore church has done. Come on out of her. Complete the cycle. You did well, Seventh-day Adventist. You did well. But you got caught up in the Gregorian timepiece and forgot Yahweh's laws. And his day of rest, where he said, take heed, lest any of you have a unbelieving heart, fail to enter into his time synchronization, his calibration of the day of rest. At the end of those days, from the eighth day on, the priests are to present burnt offerings and fellowship offerings on the altar. And then I will accept you, declares Yahweh. At the end of those days, from the eighth day on, they started with the eighth day. From the eighth day, your worship will be accepted. All right, you worship on the eighth day, work 6 days, and what day would you have? 8:15. That's 2/8. Count in the new moon. You see that? With 6 work days in between. The two, breaking the cycles for a continuous work 6 days and keep the seventh day, which will be the eighth day, because you mark it from the new moon. Now are you with me? I will accept you, declares the sovereign Yahweh. You can't be accepted on Saturday. Although you mean well, there's a way that seems right. You better search the scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life. You don't have any. What about Sunday? Same deal. It's a call to return to Yahweh. Now, if we went back and we declared that the day that Yahweh declared for us to keep the commandments, like 2 Chronicles 7 and 9, on the eighth day they held an assembly. We gave you that one. So then, if we gave you that assembly on that particular day, we would have what is confirmed to be the 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29 calibration and synchronization of the calendar that Yahweh hung in the heavens. Controlled by the sun to rule the day and the moon to rule the night, with the stars to give you the times and seasons. See, every calendar, since it's out of a complete circle, Yahweh at one time had a 360-day calendar. Perfection. There's 360 degrees in a circle. But man changed Yahweh's laws and began to sin and to corrupt, and Yahweh made it very complicated by invoking the foolish things that people said. Oh, you mean to tell me that I can't go back to work for General Motors because it's the end of the month, it's a 3-day Sabbath? How in the world do you get 3-day Sabbath? You can't get it by a Gregorian calendar. You only get it by Yahweh's calendar. At the end of the regulation of the 29th day in that month, that's a Sabbath. Then if you have a new moon coming in the day after the 29th, which is a Sabbath, and you have to work 6 days to keep the next Sabbath, then you'd have to keep all those 3 days in rotation, in calibration, and synchronization to please Yahweh. Oh, I know it's complicated. That's foolish, ain't it?
Yeah, because I know I could see me going into General Motors and telling my foreman up there, hey, I got to have a 3-day weekend at the end of the month.
It's not so bad if the devil gives you a 3-day weekend. Even the nature itself is against Yahweh's laws when it comes to man developing a system of Babylon. They've done it so well to change Yahweh's times and laws of Daniel 7:25, that they go out of their way and make it hard on themselves. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble himself. You're going to humble yourself and tell that foreman, hey, this is a holy day. I don't work on this day. Well, I'm sorry, you go get you another job. You thank him, go to the office, turn your time in, let him give you a check and walk out and shake the dust. Maybe somebody in Detroit, you never know. Maybe somebody went in there hoping that they would receive grace and mercy and tell them, well, I'm a lunar Sabbath keeper. I'd like to have 3 days off to celebrate my Sabbath. And maybe some stiff-necked foreman denied him, and he shook the dust against him and walked out. No wonder General Motors, no wonder Ford Motor Company, no wonder Chrysler, no wonder Toyota, all these businesses are in deep doo-doo. If you don't love Yahweh, you're going to keep the Festival of Confusion. The government and the businesses and the corporations will give you Saturday or Sunday off. If they work you now, they'll pay you double time. Boy, I like to get in on that Saturday and Sunday. Man, you know, there's a lot of people don't keep Saturday, so they get double time or time and a half when they go in. And then if they work Sunday, they get double time. Whew, boy, what a deal. They even entice you to mount up with the confusion and go along with the Babylonian confusion calendar of Gregorian. And then when it comes to the lunar, and you go in there and present, oh, I don't understand that. I never heard that before in my life. Where in the world did you, what turnip truck did you just fall off of? So you have to walk out and take a lesser job. I know brethren that have done that. They took less money and prospered more. And it's proven. They're more independent now. They don't have, and at that time they were working for wages and begging bread almost in the street. But they turned from the ways of Babylon and said, I'm just going to start keeping the lunar Sabbath, come hell or high water. And man, first thing you know, they're prospering. Even if you lose money and you gain your health, what are you going to give in exchange? If you lose your health over running for the almighty dollar, and most people, that's all they're worried about. They don't know a thing about the Bible. All they want to know about is what's the latest stock market report. And that's all they're concerned about. They don't love people to keep the Sabbath. They ain't got no compassion for them. Their mind ain't on that. Let's go, that's where my mind's at, and I ain't going to have it defiled with anybody or anything. To love Yahweh and fear Him and keep His commandments is more than life. Bless God, it's a duty, and I'm not going to fail to enter His rest. When rest day comes, I'm going to rest. I'm going to praise Yahweh. Get my guitar out, and if nothing else, just worship Him. Sing a song. And then I'm going to get down here and in the music room, and we'll just sing and praise and worship Yahweh. It's wonderful. Now, we're coming down. I've got a few minutes. I've got about 15 or 20 minutes to explain to you that the Messiah Himself kept the eighth day. Now, I'm going to give you a scripture to go to. And I want you to look up the scripture of circumcision. I could tell you where it's at, but I want you to look it up. And if you'll bother to look up circumcision and the scriptures related to it and the time frame, you could only circumcise on the eighth day. We said, well, I ain't got a calendar that tells me when the eighth day comes. Well, I can count the child when it's born. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and most people don't do that. But this is not a numeric factor of just the child being 8 days old. That's not what that meant. See, everybody thinks it's what it meant, but that's not true. You had to be at least 8 days to be circumcised. That's true. But you could have been 14 days, 13 days before an eighth day came up. Let's say you was born on the seventh or eighth or the ninth day. If you was born on the eighth day, you couldn't circumcise that day anyway. You would have to wait for the next Sabbath because you had a time span between the birth of the child and the first 8 days. That means on the Sabbath. You see that? You would be circumcising on the Sabbath day. You say, oh, no. Oh, I can prove it. Now I'm going to bring this scripture into your understanding. And if you are taking notes, and I hope that you are, and you're praying, you want to keep the right Sabbath, like I did. Man, I prayed and fasted over what I'm teaching you here. I mean, I've been a serious puppy on this. I've laid on my face and cried out mightily to Yahweh. Help me, Father. I can't understand these things. Why? What does this mean? And if you will seek Him with all your heart, He will open up your understanding and give you something that the world will hate you for. It's always contrary to the world's way of Saturday and Sunday. Luke chapter 1:59. And on the eighth day, now listen to me, on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child. And they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. This is John. He's exactly 8 days old. On the eighth day. But in the month, like I say, he could have been born on the ninth day of the month, the day after the Sabbath, the first 8 day, and then they would have waited 8 days, or the next Sabbath coming up, they would have circumcised him on the next 8 day Sabbath. 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29. Each one of them having 8 days, from Sabbath to Sabbath. That's John. He got circumcised on the Sabbath day, the eighth day. Oh, no, Pastor Buddy, he just had to be 8 days off. No. I'm going to prove it to you just in a minute. Now, let me give you the corresponding prophet that obeyed the Scriptures that you should synchronize and calibrate and synchronize into your spirit. Put it in, let it sink down in your heart, in the time frame. And this is in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 21. And on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the Messiah, they named him Yahweh, the Savior. The name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. You say, oh no, the Bible says he called him Jesus. No, he didn't. He didn't call him Jesus. Jesus is a bogus, fictitious, counterfeit name. Just like the Saturday and Sunday is a counterfeit replacement for the true Sabbath. I'm telling you folks, it's a hard saying. Satan is so crafty and so deceitful in time and places that he's worked to change Yahweh's laws and hide it from the... He hid it from me for over 50 years. And I'm telling you, I fasted and prayed a whole lot along the way. I ain't bragging. I'm telling you what I've done. I was so hungry and so miserable. The church world is so empty. It was formalities and seasonal traditions, Christmas, Easter, Halloween. And the church was geared to that. And the seasons, the merchants was geared to that. It's just a money-making racket. That's all it was. Here in Luke 2:21, on the eighth day, they circumcised him. He said, well, that just meant when he's 8 days old. He said, on the eighth day. On the eighth day. It was a Sabbath. I'm going to prove it to you before I quit here tonight. And if you've got your pen and paper, please turn with me. Let me get my Bible. I'm preaching from memory here, quoting scriptures from memory, but I will get this whole sword out, open it up to the proper place. I'm going over to the book of St. John. I want you to follow me now. I'm going to the seventh chapter of the book of St. John to prove it was the Sabbath. Now, first of all, before I get to the seventh chapter, I want to stop here and give you a Sabbath to show you out of respect that the Messiah really respected the Sabbath. The fifth chapter, and it's a ninth verse. Now, the eighth verse, the Messiah told the lame man, rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day this happened, it was the Sabbath. The Jews, oh boy, they're smart, ain't they? Therefore said unto him that was cured, it's the Sabbath day. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up your bed and walk. And then they asked him, what man is that that said this unto you, take up your bed and walk, and carry it around on the Sabbath day? And he that was healed did not know who it was. For the Messiah had conveyed himself away, and the multitude being in that place, and afterward the Messiah found the man that he healed in the temple. And said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was the Messiah, Yahweh the Savior, which had made him whole. Now they despised that name, Yahweh. They thought it was blasphemy that he would call himself Yahweh. And therefore they then did the Jews persecute Yahweh the Savior and sought to slay him, for they were a Holy Ghost crowd, wasn't it? That's the kind of treatment I get when I go in these churches. They ain't changed. These spirits ain't changed. Because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Now, let's go over to... See, you can think that you're doing God a service and be wrong. We're going over to the 7th chapter, and we're going to read again. And the Jews sought him at the feast and said, "Where is he?" This is the 11th verse. "And there was much murmuring among the people concerning the Messiah. For some said he was a good man, and others said, 'No, he deceives the people.' Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews." Boy, there's a lot of people today who don't preach what I preach because they fear the Jews. They'll brand you anti-Semite, and you'll be in a big bunch of trouble. "Now, about the midst of the feast, the Messiah went up into the temple, and he taught." Now, he was in the midst of the feast. "And the Jews marveled, saying, 'How know this man letters, having never went to school?' And the Messiah answered them and said, 'My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me.'" Talking about the Spirit. "If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. For he that speaketh of himself speaketh of his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and there is no one righteous in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keep the law? And then you go about to kill me?" And the people answered and said to him, "You got a devil. Who goeth about to kill you?" The Messiah answered and said unto them, "I have done one work, and you all marvel." This is the one I just read to you, that he healed this lame man. On the Sabbath day, and told him to carry his bed. Therefore, now listen, verse 22. "Moses, therefore, gave unto you circumcision, not because it was of Moses, but the fathers, and you on the Sabbath day circumcise a man." Now, listen, what day was their circumcision to be done? On the eighth day, correct? They circumcised him on the eighth day. The eighth day. Calibrate it. Synchronize it. Let it sink down into your heart. "If a man on the Sabbath day," verse 23, here it is now. "If a man on the Sabbath day received circumcision," had to be the eighth day. Uh-oh. You Seventh-day Adventists. There went your Saturday. There went your Seventh day. It wasn't the seventh day that they circumcised him. It was the Sabbath of Yahweh that we know he was keeping the correct one, and it was on the eighth day. "That the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry at me because I have made a man whole on the Sabbath day?" Ladies and gentlemen, I rest my case. Here on what day it was. Was it not on the Sabbath day, the eighth day? Was the Sabbath day the eighth day? Was the Sabbath day the eighth day? It is so hard for you to confess the truth. On the eighth day, they circumcised the child. What day do you think that they circumcised the man that they criticized when Yahweh healed the man that was lame and told him to take up his bed and carry it on the Sabbath day? Was Paul circumcised on the eighth day? Well, he said he was. Philippians 3 and 5, "Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin." Oh, he was a Jew. No, he was not. "A Hebrew of Hebrews in regard to the law, I was a Pharisee." circumcised on the eighth day. Now, what day do you think he was circumcised on? Had to be a Sabbath, right? Correct. Ladies and gentlemen, the word of Yahweh is forever settled in heaven. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken away. And the system and the synchronicity and the calibration of the Sabbath day is a holy thing. Take heed, lest any of you, having an unbelieving heart, take heed that you fail to enter into His name. Call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. You can write me at Special Buddy. I need your help to stay on the radio and preach you these revelations you won't hear anywhere else in a common number. This is an exclusive teaching brought to you by the friends and supporters of Pastor Buddy. I ain't got many. I've got some said that they support me, but they never send me no money. I've got some said they love me, and when I'm in need, they turn their back on me. Boy, that's how you know a brother. When they see you in need, and they shut up their bowels of compassion, and they turn their back on you, that's how it's when you know that you've been had. Well, I've been had by a few, but I've got over it. By the help of Yahweh, He's lifted me above the mire of the miry clay. I need your help. Write me, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Put me an offering in the mail and say, Pastor Buddy, I may not agree with you, but I'll tell you one thing, you're bold. You got the truth of the Word. I just heard it. I proved it to you. You can't deny it that the eighth day was the Sabbath day. All right? Sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. And Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748 out of the great state of Michigan. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you tomorrow night on the late show. That's 11 Eastern Standard Time around the world with Pastor Buddy. You want to ride with him? Get on the eighth day. Calibrate it, synchronize it, and let it settle in your heart to enter into His realm. I love you.
But He's calling out to us right now. Say, will you ride with me? When we say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We just do it one more time. Yes. Across this land, He has.